two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it was an 8-minute outage. Facebook appears to be back. Somebody must have tripped over the plug. They plugged it back in. Facebook's all good. KSL News Time 3:46. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
several people are injured after a shooting northwest of Houston this afternoon. The suspect is still at large, and police don't know of any motive at this time. I'm Maria Chaleos.
Second, a downed Comcast line in South Jordan has left 15,000 customers without internet this afternoon. They're hoping to get things back up by midnight. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Okay, they have opened up Bangor Highway once again, north and southbound at 104th South. Rolling closures could continue throughout the afternoon. You still may want to consider an alternate route to use. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunny, warmer today. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
60 degrees in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
A search continues for a suspect in connection with a shooting at a cabinet-making business in Bryan, Texas, about halfway between Houston and Austin. Lieutenant Jason James is with the Bryan Police Department.
Checking the area, checking the building, looking for more victims. Right now, the subject is at large.
More from ABC's Jim Ryan in Texas.
The incident is said to have happened at an industrial park in the southeast Texas town. Reports from the area say at least six people were wounded, some of them critically. A nearby elementary school was placed on lockdown as a search continued for the person or the people involved. Police are looking for two vehicles, a pickup truck and a passenger car, that were seen speeding away from the scene. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Again, a search for a suspect continues after a shooting today at a cabinet-making business located in an office park in Bryan, Texas, which is about halfway between Austin and Houston. Authorities say several people were wounded. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now the KSL In-Depth.
The Biden administration in-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
President Biden announced executive action on gun control this morning from the White House lawn. He said he wants to close loopholes, reduce the number of ghost guns, and the big one for his administration.
We should also ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines in this country. For that 10 years we had it done, the number of mass shootings actually went down. Even law enforcement officials have told me and told other champions of this legislation, they sometimes feel outgunned by assault weapons with large capacity magazines. There's no reason someone needs a weapon of war with 100 rounds, 100 bullets that can be fired from that weapon. Nobody needs that. Nobody needs that. We got that done when I was a United States Senator. It wasn't easy going up against the gun lobby, but it saved lives. And we should also eliminate gun manufacturers from the immunity they receive from the Congress. You realize, again, the people here, because they're so knowledgeable, it's on here in the Rose Garden. But what most people don't realize, the only industry in America, a billion-dollar industry, that can't be sued, has exempt from being sued, are gun manufacturers. Imagine how different it would be had that same exemption been available to tobacco companies, who knew and lied about the danger they were causing, the cancer caused and the like. Imagine where we'd be. This is the only outfit that is exempt from being sued. If I get one thing on my list, The Lord came down and said, Joe, you get one of these? Give me that one. Because I tell you what, there would be a come to the Lord moment these folks would have real quickly. But they're not. They're not. They're exempt. I know that the conversation about guns in this country can be a difficult one. But even here, there's much more common ground than anyone would believe. There's much more common ground. Everything that's being proposed today is totally consistent with the Second Amendment. And there's a wide consensus behind the need to take action.
President Biden says these are just the first steps toward making the country safer. You've been listening to the In-Depth KSL News Time. 3:50, we have emergency traffic, and here's Ricky Meese.
This is in regards to Bangor Highway, where we've had rolling closures. Now, right now, I'm seeing northbound traffic go through at 104th South and southbound traffic moving at 9800 South, but that could change at any given time. Rolling closures are possible. You may want to consider avoiding it altogether and using an alternate route. Looking good on your Salt Lake County freeways, no problems there, or on I-15 in Utah County. Steve?
And you're good to go on northbound I-15 if you're leaving from downtown Salt Lake City into Davis County, but get ready for the usual slowdowns up there, Kaysville to Clearfield. Southbound 15, thick and slow between the I-84 junction down into Sunset. Northbound Highway 89 has settled in with lots of slowdowns, crowded in Fruit Heights to 200 North and between South Weber Drive up to I-84. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. Here's the 7-day forecast and Grant Wayman.
Sunshine up to 68 today, but it's breezy this afternoon. Some stronger wind gusts to the west. Tomorrow, sunny and calm and 59, and then sunshine back up to 68 on Saturday. 60 on Sunday with mostly sunny skies. 62 Monday. Partly cloudy Tuesday, 61, and then more clouds. 59 Wednesday. Could be some showers. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
60 degrees with a breeze in Salt Lake City. KSL News Time, 3:51.
Is this
Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news.
Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes.
Parting can be such sweet sorrow. Saying goodbye to one who's always been there for you, keeping you warm at night and cool. Except for when she breaks down, of course. You've changed her filter so many times, or maybe not quite as often as you should have. At Whipple Service Champions, let us ease the parting blow. With a free second opinion, we're great at extending the life of older equipment. We'll tell you if she's properly installed, properly sized for your home, and if there are other issues, free. If it is time to say goodbye to one so dear, we'll give you a better price, guaranteed. Because until we get too busy, we'll give you a free furnace when you buy a central air conditioner. If it's time to move on, you deserve to love again. Call Whipple Service Champions, 801-444-FAST. Don't rebound into something worse. Call 801-444-3278. For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Whipple, they come, air condition your home.
Listen to KSL all day on the KSL News Radio app or on the app for radio.com.
Refinancing your home mortgage can be a real pain if you're not working with a lender that knows the business and can close your loan in 12 to 22 days. Now, the question is, who does that almost every single time? Loans by Rick. Rick and his team will keep you out of the mortgage jungle and get you a low rate, too. Here's how you start the process. All you need to do is click loansbyrick.com or call 801-809-SAVE. Rates are still near historic lows, which means big savings. But maybe you need some cash back to pay bills, taxes, or credit card debt. Or maybe it's time to get cash back to remodel your kitchen and bathroom. With rates so low, you can get cash back and lower your monthly payment, too. Rick will give you the personalized service that fits your situation, and he'll set your loan up so you don't have to bring any money to closing. When you work with Rick, you can stay focused on your life while Rick stays focused on your loan. Click loansbyrick.com or call 801-809-SAVE.
Vintage Lending, NMLS 287106, or Rick Kirschenbaum, NMLS 241179, are equal housing lenders. Interest rates mentioned are not APR rates. Some restrictions apply.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of threatening calls from telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. These calls are not from us. Hang up and report the call at oig.ssa.gov.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. Best Buy is launching a new membership service similar to Amazon Prime, which will offer free device installation, tech support, and other stuff. Membership. You ready? going to cost $200 a year with the Best Buy service. KSL Drives Tesla finally refunded all the customers they double charged last month. Some were pretty alarmed to see they paid twice for their $35,000 cars. Tesla issued an apology, a refund, and a $200 credit at their online store. Florida is suing the CDC, saying cruises should be allowed to resume sailing. Governor Ron DeSantis says many Floridians depend on a thriving cruise industry. Wall Street today, the Dow is up 57 points, the S&P gained 17, and the NASDAQ picked up 140 points. The French Open tennis tournament will be delayed a week because of the pandemic.
First-round matches of the French Open were set to start May 23rd, but will now be held 1 week later, on May 30th. The French Tennis Federation saying the decision is meant to maximize chances the event will be played in front of as many spectators as possible in a safe environment. This comes as COVID-19 cases continue to surge in France. The country is under a nationwide lockdown, with the French president targeting mid-May as a possible time frame to begin lifting restrictions. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, Paris.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.